Mayor Gladys Attrill, could you help remind our listeners of the municipal response to COVID-19 restrictions on gathering in relation to homelessness camps in Smithers in early 2020?
Okay. It's a bit of a memory jog for me to think back to the emergency camp. I know really it's not that long ago, but it feels a very long time. So much has happened since then. So the establishment of the emergency camp came about as a result of, at the early stages of the pandemic, people, the public were being told to go home, stay home, maintain physical distance. Like the strict rules were coming out, but the main rule was go home and maintain the social distancing or physical distancing. So for folks that didn't have a home, it was clear that that would not be followed. And community agencies recognized we had a dilemma. It was also very cold. And sometimes when people are living rough, one of the things they're going to do is start fires. So there were a bunch of concerns for the well-being of the people, for the well-being of other people in town when we were learning about the pandemic and unsure of, you know, the rate of spread, what risk was there not only to the people who were living without shelter, but to other people that they might be in contact with. So with that background, you know, Smithers Community Services, along with other agencies in the town, did a lot of quick thinking about what could we do to keep people safe. So then there were many steps, but they happened very quickly. The emergency camp was the result, and it was set up very quickly. But it was set up initially for specific people who were without shelter and deemed at greatest risk. So, and then there was an evolution, you know, with the few months after that, that the camp was occupied. So that's one piece.
Yeah. And then, so that camp on Tatler Road is no longer happening. It's not in service anymore.
No, it hasn't been since last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the people who were living there, you know, there is something, weather makes a difference. So once the conditions are more pleasant, you know, some of the people that were sheltered at the emergency camp, I mean, they're free to come and go. And the time came where for some people that was not where they wanted to be anymore. And that's fine. You know, it was an offering for protection. And at some point, it's just not the right thing anymore. It was supported by BC Housing, you know, and at some point it had just kind of gone its course.
Mm-hmm. And so when it had gone its course, did you get any feedback from the people that were either living in the camps or working or volunteering at the camps to propose something that could be more permanent?
No, there was no, you know, if you're asking me as the mayor, did we hear anything official? No, there wasn't. I mean, there's always concern about people who are living without shelter. And there are many folks and the amazing social service agencies that we have in our community that are constantly providing support to people wherever they are. So there are other areas in town where people without permanent shelter set up temporary shelter, and the folks that work with them attend to them wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. And so the area now at Veterans Park, is that something that the people that are using that to camp out, are they still receiving services?
Yeah, and I'm just going to back up a little bit. So, you know, over the last few months, of the pandemic, where people were still, you know, limited in what they could do, you may have observed that there were people, you know, sleeping at Bovell Square, adjacent to the Salvation Army, and in additionally other places in town. But, you know, as summer came and it became clear that some of the pandemic protocols would be lessened, including being able to have outside events, you know, that is kind of what Bovell Square was created for. Mm-hmm. A few things happened simultaneously. You know, there were, you know, I'm sad to say that there was some attacks on people in different places where they were seeking shelter. And as a result, people were trying to be more visible and more safe by being downtown. And Bovell Square was a place, because people had already been staying there, where more people were gathering. And so I thought there's an opportunity, you know, to try to figure out how can we utilize the square for everyone and still meet the needs of that unsheltered population. And so there was you know, a gathering. I'd invited different people to come to town hall to talk about what our options were. And the result of that was offering space for people if they were going to be tenting downtown to be tenting where they are now. And services are provided. And I wanted to stress that the services are provided all the time. So this, that piece, you know, while it's out of sight for most people, happens all the time. That when people are, you know, there's other areas where people commonly tent or seek refuge. And the folks that are providing support to the vulnerable provide support to them wherever they are. So I think that's really important. And probably most of us don't know that. The gathering, I invited some people who work with the vulnerable to come and talk about the situation and see what options we had before we had a tent camp established on Main Street. There was also pressure being put on the Salvation Army. As you're aware, they have their services there on Main Street. And, you know, people need to be able, other folks need to be able to get into the Salvation Army building. They need to be able to get services there. And it was becoming daunting. Other people were being deterred from accessing services and utilizing spaces downtown. So we were at a, in my view, we're at a bit of a critical juncture at that point. So, you know, the people involved were invited to come, let's brainstorm, can we do something else that will serve the needs of the most vulnerable and also take some of the pressure off other places that are starting to suffer as a result of what's happening downtown?
Mm-hmm. And were any of the people who are the most vulnerable and who were using those camps, were they invited to that conversation as well?
No. However, they had been a part of conversations at the time. So they were invited to give their input to people. I spent time there. Other people spent time there. We talked to them about what they needed. So if you're asking, was something imposed on them? It was not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now with veterans, so the town obviously knows about it. So is this the town? Is this a area that was set up that it's the people who live there? They won't be like hassled or asked by bylaw officers to move along or anything like that. Is that understood? Is that clearly defined for people such as bylaw officers or the RCMP as well? Unless there's some sort of an altercation.
So in the room was our bylaw officer, who is also one of the people who does really frequent outreach with the most vulnerable. He's in contact with them, if not every day, several times a day. So he's a part of the support network, as are the RCMP. They were in the room, as were outreach, Northern Health. People were there. All these people are really concerned with the well-being of the most vulnerable and at the same time with the well-being of other people. So everyone was in the room. And so when you're asking me, are the bylaw officers, first of all, we have one and he's not full-time. And is he going to be over there asking them to move? He's over there helping. The RCMP are over there helping and providing supports. This has been a community effort to try to provide some way through something that's really difficult. You know, having people tenting and sleeping downtown is really difficult on other people, and it's really difficult on the vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not a perfect solution. This is a really difficult problem. And so I think we've done the best we can with the limited resources we have to both offer protection to people, provide support, and try to take some pressure off others that were really feeling pressured by the folks who were starting to build, you know, sort of a permanent camp downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I just have one last question. What has been the community response?
So far, the response has been, you know, I haven't had a lot of response. I've had some people phone and ask questions. They've asked what's going on. And when I've gone through it, you know, I can't say that I've had complaints. I've had concerns. I asked a few folks yesterday, you know, what's it like? And I mean, overall, I think people are understanding. This is just, you know, this is a problem that every community has. Mm-hmm. The folks that for various reasons find themselves in vulnerable positions, unable, you know, to kind of take advantage of what we might see as normal shelter opportunities. And it's coupled with the fact that it's really difficult to find housing here. So yeah. The other thing I want to say is that we selected the space, the actual piece of ground, right across from Town Hall. So we wanted to make sure, you know, from the town perspective, that we're not trying to push people somewhere else. So Bovell Square, you know, it's a piece of property that the town looks after and maintains. It's a public park. And the lawn across from Town Hall is the same. It's town property. They're between us and the library. We are sensitive to not having people chanting in front of the cenotaph, those areas that are of particular interest to our local veterans. So there was a lot of thought that went into the specific part of the park where the tents are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I did say last question, but just if anyone wants to donate or help with time or whatever, what are services or organizations that you would point them toward?
That's a good question. And that's something I don't know so well. I mean, folks that provide housing support, Zelcant provides housing support, some community services, Outreach, Northern Health, Positive Living North, Northern Society for Domestic Peace. All of these agencies, you know, put a lot of time and heart and energy into helping people. They could all use the support.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for clarifying that too, with your intention and worries about, because I know that you're just trying, I know that you just want to protect and you just want to keep and be respectful too of people's situations. So I really do appreciate you you speaking to me about that and clarifying as well.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah. Thanks, Gladys. Bye-bye.